Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Welcome to Studios America. We're going to get started in just a minute, but first a word from our friends at Jace Medical. In the wake of Hurricane Beryl, over 2 million people were without power in Texas. And, you know, this happens across the country. There's some natural disaster nearby. Seems like we're getting more and more of them lately. It must be all that global freaking warming. But you got to prepare yourself for this stuff. And it's not just, you know, little interruptions, maybe a massive interruption like a big hurricane. It could even be bigger than that. It could be a terrorist attack. It could be, God forbid, some COVID-like shutdown where you can't get the medicines that you need. Are you prepared for those scenarios? Look, you're going to wind up buying medicine anyway. Eventually, it's just what happens. You're going to get sick. Why not be prepared in advance with the Jace case from Jace Medical? Right now, you can stock up on medication that you need so you're prepared. And it's a personalized emergency kit that contains essential antibiotics, medications that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. It provides 5 life-saving antibiotics just for emergency use for you and your family. Take responsibility for your family and their health care needs. Jace Medical is the place to go to get this. Jace Medical. Jace Medical is the place to go. Jace.com. The enter code is STU. Jace.com. The code is STU. Check it out for a discount on your order. The promo code is STU at Jace.com. Jase.com. It's the Jace case from Jace Medical.
STU does America.
There's a new State of the Race podcast out right now. Go get your episode of State of the Race. It's free. It's a bonus pod on the Studios America stream, wherever you get your podcast. Sorry, I'm drunk. Watch the show for a bunch of great bonus content on our YouTube page, or head to youtube.com/Studios America. Get everything there, including live broadcasts. We've been doing a lot of them. We'll continue to do them. So click the bell for notifications there. Glenn Beck is going to be here in a little bit to discuss Biden's war on the Supreme Court. All you Joe Biden missers, and I know there's a lot out there, can get your fill when he opens up the opening act of the DNC in a few weeks. Wow, what an honor for the sitting president of the United States. But we're going to start by doing Kamala flip-flops. And it's really Kamala flip-flops part one. We're going to have part two tomorrow. There's so much to go through. And I don't even know if we can get to everything. We're going to do our best. Let me get you a little updated on what is going on in the campaign first. The party of democracy is here. Here for you, and that's why we have Kamala Harris officially has no opponents for the Democratic nomination after a key deadline passes. Wow, what? That's democracy in action right there. Harris is going to hold a rally with VP pick on Tuesday. The most important thing here, if you happen to be interested in who that VP pick is its location. It is in Philadelphia. So the rumors are, the feeling is that Josh Shapiro is going to be the pick. Probably the way I would go if I were her. But I will say a lot of their party doesn't like the Jews all that much. So we'll see if that holds up. Because it doesn't seem like they like them all that much. Frankly, there's a lot of a pro-Hamas contingency that's not going to be thrilled with that, but we will see how that goes. And we also have this piece from the Kamala Harris campaign in the New York Times, why the Kamala Harris 4 years ago could haunt her in 2024. Part of the reason, and then we'll go into some of the details on this, but part of the reason is when you completely change who you are in those 4 years, some people notice. That's the big picture summary of what's going on. And that's why we're doing a couple days of Kamala flip-flops. You need to know where on policy she is. We've been talking a lot about the politics, the back and forth, the horse race, the rumors, the accusations, and we'll go through all of that. But at the end of the day, I want these things to be about policy. And very rarely these days are they about policy. Elections don't seem to be about policy at all anymore. But this stuff matters. So let's go through some of it. Let's go through the fracking ban. This is a big one in Pennsylvania. If Josh Shapiro is there, you'll know how worried she is about this particular stance. The fracking ban. Well, this is back from 2019. The Hill. While she was one of several Democrats vying for the 2020 nomination, she told CNN, quote, "There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking." Now, That's interesting, right? It was very common at the time for the Democrats to say such things. Most of them were in favor of banning fracking. Notably, I believe Joe Biden, who also held multiple positions on this, but kind of landed on, no, I'm not against banning fracking, or I'm not for banning fracking. Kamala went to his left and almost everybody's left throughout the entire campaign. Well, now she needs to win Pennsylvania. So we have a flip-flop. Harris does not support a fracking ban, says a campaign official. And I gave you that one clip from the CNN, I think it was a debate or a town hall, where she said there's no question. She said it a lot of times, though. She was really clear. It was a central part of her campaign. Now, Trump is accusing her, alleging, even though she said it publicly multiple times, that she is opposed to fracking. He said she wants no fracking, Trump told supporters this week in Charlotte. You're going to be paying a lot of money. You're going to be paying so much. You're going to be saying, bring back Trump. But a spokesperson for the Harris campaign pushed back, saying Trump's false claims about fracking bans are an obvious attempt to distract from his own plans to enrich oil and gas executives at the expense of the middle class. Now, obviously, the statement from the spokesperson's nonsensical. But I think the bigger point here is it's just a spokesperson saying it. She's never come out and said, yeah, no, I thought that was a dumb idea that I had in 2019. I was wrong. That's never happened. No one's asked her about this yet. This is something she's going to have to answer for, I think, before people start voting. Although we're only a few weeks away from early voting. I mean, what are we, 8 weeks away maybe from the first early voting in this campaign? So this is going to have to happen quickly. I hope some journalist takes this up because she's not coming on this show. I'd ask her. She's not coming on this show. So we got to figure out a way to get these answers because it's not enough to have a spokesperson just release a statement and say, yeah, the thing I used to support wholeheartedly that's now not popular, I don't support it anymore. That's not how this is supposed to go. Why did it happen? Was there a climate scientist that reversed himself? You say you're so pro-science. Was there some big change in the science? If so, let's embrace that change and we'll go down the pro-fracking route. That's what I believe should happen. Why do you suddenly believe it? We will see if anyone follows up. How about assault weapons? Now, we know that the Democrats love to hate on assault weapons. Well, Kamala Harris said she supported a mandatory buyback on assault weapons. This is back in 2019, 2020. And that was, again, a central plank of her campaign. Gun violence is very, very bad. AR-15s are very, very evil. If you have one, you're a bad person. We're going to make you sell that back to the government. And I'm sure we'll give you full value for that. Regardless, that's just a confiscation plan. OK, and she supported that. She supported it wholeheartedly. She repeated it many, many times. Well, shockingly, now that is changing as well. Yet another Kamala flip-flop gun confiscation walk back. This is from The Reload. She's walking back her past calls for AR-15 confiscation. Harris campaign confirmed the position change in an email to The Reload. Correct. The VP will not push for a mandatory buyback as president. She has expressed support for red flag laws, universal background checks, and assault weapons bans. So again, that's interesting. Not Kamala Harris saying it, not her having a big press conference where she changes her viewpoint and answers as to why she's changing that viewpoint. No big detailed white paper as to what criminal science experts have said about the change. Now actually AR-15s in the hands of people who already have them are totally fine. Maybe those aren't violent weapons of death anymore, weapons of war. No, now they're good things, it's okay. No reason why that change has happened. Just the spokesperson saying it in an email to The Reload. That's it. Do we get an explanation as to why all these views are changing? Now, we all know why these views are changing, right? They're unpopular positions. She wants to win, so she's just changing positions. And I don't know, maybe that would even be enough. Look, I want to win this election, and so I'm going to hide these viewpoints from the people until I get in office. That's at least a position to take. Everybody changes positions. Donald Trump's changed many positions, even in this election. I mean, he was pretty much anti-Bitcoin when he was president. Not harshly, but like was not a favor of Bitcoin. Now he's really pro-Bitcoin. And he went and he did a major speech at a Bitcoin conference in which he explained why he is pro-Bitcoin now. If Kamala wants to make a speech at a fracking convention and say, actually, I was wrong about you guys, and I think you're an important part of the American economy now, go fracking. I'm okay with that sort of change. She's owning it, and I would cheer that on. but she's basically trying to have the best of both worlds, and that is the problem. How about private health insurance? Do you like your insurance? Well, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Lie of the year from Barack Obama back in the day when we were talking about Obamacare. Well, Kamala Harris, of course, wanted to end private health insurance, which at the time, it's important to note, was a Democratic litmus test. Basically, you couldn't get on stage in the Democratic debates unless you supported that wildly erratic position that almost no one supports. It's something like 70% opposition against that policy. Well, you'll be surprised to hear that Harris is recalibrating. This is a word you're going to hear a lot of, recalibrating policy stances as she adjusts to roll atop the Democratic ticket. And maybe we should start collecting these because I'm seeing a lot of these. Adam in the control room, whenever you see a headline with the word recalibrating, please pull it for me because I keep seeing this over and over and over again. These aren't lies. These aren't flip-flops. These are Kamala Harris recalibrating. She's just recalibrating her positions. Huh. Really? Is that what she's doing? Well, back in the day, of course, Harris's campaign confirmed that, you know, she, of course, did support this at one time, but she's now confirming that the vice president no longer supports a single-payer health care system. The vice president's shifting stances on her health care plagued her throughout her 2020 campaign. And if you remember, in 2020, she put her hand up. She said she supported a single-payer payment plan. Then she was asked about it. She kind of hedged it. She wound up landing on she wanted to eliminate private health care insurance. And now she's landing. She's recalibrated to the exact opposite position. Why? Why again? Why? Might I tell you once again, her campaign confirmed all of these things I just given you, three massive parts of the economy, three massive platform positions just dissolved in front of our eyes. All from statements from unnamed campaign officials. We can't even hold the campaign officials responsible for them. We don't even know who they are. They're just unnamed email responses. Where is Kamala Harris to defend these positions, to explain to us why she's changed? Is it just to win votes? The answer to that, of course, is yes, but she should have to say that or come up with some other BS explanation to try to explain it. But this is not her strong suit. You know, she gets questions she's not expecting. Sometimes she struggles with them. And I want you to remember how much she struggles with them. You, of course, remember the series Veep Thoughts. It's available at veepthoughts.com. Go there. Watch these things. Watch them over and over again. Share them with your friends. She's now the candidate. This is more important than ever. Veep Thoughts with Kamala Harris.
And now, Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
So, Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
This has been Veep Thoughts by Kamala Harris.
Well, your summer just got a heck of a lot more awesome thanks to Bespoke Post and their all-new premium lineup of Box of Awesome collections. And if there wasn't enough stuff in each box, and there is, it's a great box, but you could also get the Box of Awesome Premium. They're going to double the stuff that they're giving you. And these are just great, cool boxes in a bunch of different categories. You can get them, I get kind of like rotate through a bunch of different ones. One thing I got recently was an axe, and it's a really cool axe. I assume for outdoorsy people, like they're like, oh, this is the greatest axe of all time. All I know is the outdoorsy stuff that I do, which is like chopping wood in my backyard so I can put it in my fireplace and hang out when it gets a little cooler at night. It's incredible. Like, awesome axe. I look pretty badass too. I mean, I don't know. I think the ladies would like the visual of me with the axe or whatever I'm doing with it. Bottom line is, if you love outdoorsiness, if you love maybe an adult beverage from time to time, if you just love cool gear and cool gadgets, Box of Awesome has got you covered. You just take a quiz there and your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join. They release new items every month across a ton of different categories, and you can choose from a standard or premium box. When you become a member, you'll have access to great discounts as well. We're talking like 30% off on a bunch of this stuff. You can get 15% off your first box when you sign up right now. Boxofawesome.com. The code is STU at checkout. Get 15% off your first box. Boxofawesome.com. Code is STU at boxofawesome.com.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Tchibo. In jeder Cubo-Kapsel steckt Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Für Espresso, Kaffeecrema oder Kaffeegrande auf Knopfdruck. Die neue Cubo One überzeugt mit Premium-Design, kompakter Größe und kleinem Einstiegspreis ab 29 Euro. Dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie wird jede Tasse besonders aromatisch mit samtiger Crema. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Tchibo-Filiale und auf tchibo.de.
Joined once again by Glenn Beck. He has a brand new special coming up tonight right here on Blaze TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. It is Why Biden's Final Move is to Destroy the Supreme Court. Be sure to stay tuned. Well, I'm not surprised he wants to destroy the Supreme Court. It's the only thing keeping him even close to the Constitution at this point.
In check.
Yeah, it's keeping him in check. And he wants to, what, remove this for himself and maybe Kamala Harris?
Yeah, you know, for the benefit of democracy, exactly the way Maduro did it in Venezuela and before him, Chavez. They always pack the Supreme Court. It is the last move of any wannabe dictator that wants to take a republic apart. If you, I mean, it's very easy to be voted in. But it becomes impossible with pure democracy to vote somebody out because they always take all of that power and consolidate it. And what's so frustrating is that we will show you tonight what the left is saying is the exact opposite of what the Supreme Court is actually doing. What they're saying is they're making the executive branch more powerful. They are not. They are stripping the administrative branch from power. I'm for that. I'm for the president, Donald Trump, not being able just to do things that are not constitutional, not just go and have his way and swing it his way every way, all the time. They were fine with the makeup of the Supreme Court until elections had some consequences, and they had some more. They're not conservative, but I think they're more constitutional. And they started dismantling the unconstitutional power of the administrative state. That's good for everyone. That's good for everyone. But they need to be able to have a Supreme Court rubber stamp everything they do.
Yeah, and they were fine with 50 years of that. Like, they were fine with the half century of every ruling going their way. And the second it doesn't, they seem to change their tune on that. Do you think, is there any thought put in by the left of what happens when you change the Constitution and weaken the checks and balances? Of course, this is what they want to do. Like, what if their guy doesn't win? Like, what if the person who's currently favored to win the presidency, the guy they call Hitler, gets in office? Like, they never seem to ever think about that stuff.
Well, dictators don't usually do this unless they're sure they can win elections, which is a bit concerning. It is redesigned to be at use of their will. And if they do lose the election, then the Supreme Court will be packed the way they want it. If they could pass it in their dreams and get it done right now, but they can't. But they just need a bunch of people on the Supreme Court that are with them politically. And you're right. It would be very, very bad if the Republicans won, you know, two terms, 8 years, it would dramatically change the makeup of the Supreme Court. And I don't want it to go my way. I want it to go the constitutional way. But this is something that FDR tried, and luckily they rejected it. And that's why they're not calling this packing of the court. You'll notice there's nothing about adding new people, packing it. They're just going to remove people from it. And be able to intimidate. You cannot have the Supreme Court have a outside investigation arm that is controlled by either the administration or the Congress. It is a separate but equal branch. So you cannot have the president sitting in judgment and saying, that looks unethical, look into that. Because then it's a tool of manipulation. That's all it is. This is all unconstitutional, and they'll never get it passed because they have to have, you know, an amendment to change this. But they think they're going to be able to, at least they're going to try to change term limits and everything else. And you know what? If you believe in term limits, why are you limiting everyone, Congress? You limited the president. Now you want to limit the time that they can spend in the Supreme Court. You guys are the dirtiest of all three. Mm. Why aren't you passing term limits for you?
Yeah, that is amazing. By the way, the term limits thing, if you applied it to the current Supreme Court, shockingly would remove Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito along with John Roberts first. So three conservative justices. That's a coincidence, though, just so you know. Total coincidence. Oh, yeah. They just want those term limits in. But let me ask you this, Glenn, because I did a poll on Twitter. And the polls on Twitter are usually, as you know, like 97% to 3%. Like, you know, your audience is going to be one way. And I put this one up there thinking, I was wondering how close I could get this to 50%, which was, would you be open to a set of term limits on the Supreme Court if it also included term limits on Congress? And it wound up being like 52-48 in the poll. Would you consider something like that? Are you so opposed to term limits on the Supreme Court that you would never consider it? Or would you at least open your mind to the possibility if they also applied to Congress?
I don't like changing anything that the founders did at this point, because I don't think we're as wise as the founders were. But I would be open to at least discussing it. Yeah, okay, you want to do that at Supreme Court. As long as you do exactly the same thing to Congress. One of our biggest problems in Congress is there are no term limits, and they are just rubber stamping everything. And it's hard to get those people out and get some new blood in. My gosh, when will the hippies leave us alone? But the problem with that is then the deep state runs everything. So if you have a Supreme Court that is rubber stamping whatever the administration wants, you haven't done anything except take away any possible protection, because all of these new people will come in and they all tell me, Glenn, the first 2 or 3 years, I don't even know what I'm doing. It takes you a while to get your arms around this thing, and you listen to people and you don't know who's lying to you and who's not. So, I mean, I would consider that if you also made the civil servants a 4 or 8 year door. You're out. You serve in federal government. You can serve for 8 years, then you're out.
And in a way, that really was the way it was when the founders were around. Like, that's the way it was supposed to be done. Just it wasn't legally enshrined. You mentioned Venezuela and what,
because they had morals at the time, and they looked at George Washington and said nobody's greater than George Washington, and he only served for 8 years. Period. Mm-hmm. And that worked until Wilson.
It did. I'm shocked you brought up Woodrow Wilson. That's a real surprise on the program. They're good. Talk to me a little bit about Venezuela, because you did something on radio today where you pointed out the similarities between where we're going. And look, we all know that if you were given 2 plane tickets and you wanted to fly to, Miami or Caracas, the average American is not going to have a tough decision with a moving choice there. Yes, it's worse there now. But we do seem to be entertaining some of these same roads, aren't we?
Oh, no, we're not just entertaining. I'm trying to see if I can find my notes from this morning, because I wrote some notes down quickly, and I don't think I have them anymore. But I just looked at what Venezuela is doing. What Venezuela did is they were the third richest country in the hemisphere, behind us and I think Canada, and they have oil. We have oil. They have abundance of everything. We have abundance of everything. They had a republic. We have a republic. And then what happened was their government started to go a little corrupt. And so Hugo Chavez stepped up and he said, hey, guys, we need transparency. And so they elected him. Sound familiar? He came in and the first thing he did was, you know what? We need universal health care for all. Sound familiar? Then he said, we need to get rid of oil and gas. Right now, it's run through these corrupt corporations. We need to control it. And so he made that run by the state. We haven't done that yet, but we're pretty close. And when he did that, the corruption just got much, much worse because now the government is involved. And they couldn't run the oil anymore. All of a sudden, nobody was around that knew how to do things because government screws things up all the time. So the country went broke. They had universal health care, so everybody could afford health care, except there was no health care to be had because of shortages. Again, the government was running health care. We're not there yet, but we're on that path. That's what Kamala Harris wants. And so they had no energy. They had no money. Hugo Chavez, when he first is elected, he changes the Supreme Court so he can do the things he wants to do and get rubber stamped. And then what happens? Then he dies and a new guy steps in, but they wanted a man of the people. So they hire a bus driver who is absolutely dirt poor. See if this sounds familiar. But then he becomes president of Venezuela and all of a sudden he's the richest man in the country. How does that happen, Barack Obama, as a servant to the people? You come in with debt, you leave with millions of dollars because it's the redistribution of wealth the way it always works. It actually only goes to the elites. Nobody else gets it. He has tubed the economy. He had runaway inflation, sound familiar, so bad that they couldn't afford food and there was no food to buy. And so they started eating their zoo animals. Now, about 4 or 5 months ago, there was stories that I don't know if we can trust the election because there's trouble with the electoral machines. No. The government's got it under control. We've got it under control. His opponent was running 30 points ahead. 30 points ahead. The election happened. You know, it's going to be a little longer to count everything because it's just, you know, things have changed. So it's going to take. And when they finished the counting, guess who won? Maduro. Now there's a revolution on the streets and it's all based on I can't trust the vote. That was an illegitimate vote. A revolution. We're repeating this exact story. We're doing everything they did. What is wrong with us? If you want to look like Venezuela, if you want to live like Venezuela, which ends up looking like Haiti, just keep on this same path. Can anyone connect these dots? Can anyone say one of these things is not like the other, but all of these things are exactly the same? I don't know.
Well, to me, that just sounds weird, Glenn. You just sound weird when you say that. So I'm going
to
dismiss
it. I am proud to be weird.
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. By the way, the new T-shirt is available. Is that right?
Yep. Keep J.D. Vance weird, which I think we should embrace.
Yes.
We are in the minority now. I love the country. Most people don't. I love God. Most people don't. I revere the Bill of Rights. I think we can fix inflation. I think we should unleash the people. They're the answer, not these shadowy figures all over the world. That's what I believe in, and that makes me weird. Good. Then color me weird. You can get the new T-shirt at glenbeckmerch.com.
Glenbeckmerch.com. Glenn Beck, new special coming up 9 p.m. Eastern. It is on Blaze TV. Why Biden's final move is to destroy the Supreme Court. Make sure to stay tuned and check out Blaze TV, blazetv.com/Stu. Subscribe there. Use the code Stu. You get $20 off. Glenn, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Stu.
Can you feel it now? Something even bigger is coming. Your God-given freedoms are up for the taking. Even worse, those doing the taking are the same people sworn to defend our freedom. Doesn't seem like that's a good formula, does it? They think they can violate your rights. They think they can violate your rights to protect your own family. They think they can force their delusions on your children. And they think they can control the media and hide the truth. Can they? I don't know. Honestly, they seem to do a good job of it sometimes. But you know what they can't take away? Self-reliance, peace of mind. If you have water filtration, if you have a solar generator, if you have emergency food on your shelf, you know these things are taken care of. And you have that peace of mind. If something bad comes down the road, you're already protected from it. Well, My Patriot Supply can help you with all this stuff. Having served millions of American families, My Patriot Supply is the most trusted name in survival, and for good reason. You can prepare with stew.com. Go there and you'll save $200 right now on the best-selling three-month emergency food kit. It delivers over 2,000 calories a day and is sealed inside of basically unpierceable packaging. It lasts up to 25 years and it's good food too. You'll actually like it. Preparewithstew.com. Preparewithstew.com. Save $200 per kit. The price will never be this low again. Free shipping is included. Preparewithstew.com. Check it out now. Preparewithstew.com.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zespri Sangold Kiwi. Das Stück für nur 55 Cent. Oder dunkle Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm für nur 1,79 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
New poll out from Harvard. Harris has Trump at 52%. Kamala Harris at 48%. This is in a head-to-head race. You know, of course, none of these races are ever going to be too. I don't love the head-to-head as much as I'd rather have the third parties in there, even though they will likely fade. The RFK Jr. thing is fading right now, and that is a big factor in this election. If you go to State of the Race today, we got a new podcast out. It's free for you. Just go to the Studios America feed, and you'll see it right in there. We really went into depth on some of the polling, the VP choices, and the RFK Jr. effect. Check that out on the Studios America feed. It is State of the Race. Now, I don't know what kind of big celebrities you were expecting at the Democratic National Convention. Will Taylor Swift show up? We don't know. But we do know the opening act, the one that in the music festival they put on like stage Q, like way, like when everyone's still pulling into the parking lot at like 1:30 in the afternoon. Joe Biden, he's going to be there opening the first night of the Democratic conventions, according to sources. The sitting president of the United States, he's not closing it. He's not the actual nominee, even though he won the nomination. No, no, he's going to be the kind of replacement level opening act, like a really bad Michael Buffer. I can't speak. So congratulations to Joe Biden for that. Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, her boyfriend, doing pretty well these days, Travis and Jason Kelce, seeking around $100 million for their New Heights podcast deal. Now, this, of course, and people forget that, you know, Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce were relatively big celebrities beforehand. I mean, Jason Kelce is a Philadelphia legend. I mean, the guy could, you know, he could be mayor of Philly if that's what he wanted to do. Travis Kelce, you know, he hosted Saturday Night Live, hosted it before he even started dating Travis, or dating Taylor Swift. So he was a big figure anyway. The brothers together do really well. That podcast was huge before any dating occurred there. So I think it's going to continue to be very huge. $100 million looking like they're going to get something close to that, if not $100 million. If they came around a couple of years earlier, might have even been bigger. Some of these big podcast deals from Spotify and Wondery and these big companies are kind of shrinking in cost a little bit. The opposite of what's happening at Taco Bell right now, Taco Bell's costs are going up. I mean, how is a man supposed to even afford 9 chalupas these days, you know, in one sitting? It's a question I ask myself daily. But a major change is coming to Taco Bell drive-thrus. And I think people will treat this negatively. They're going to use AI drive-thru technology. And that sounds bad. But if you've ever tried to order Taco Bell through the drive-thru, perhaps you're thinking computers might assist this process. I will say the kiosks are a massive innovation at Taco Bell. I go in there and I wave lovingly to the people at the counter. And even when there's no one in there, I walk over to the kiosk and I put in all my little modifications, and it comes out relatively well each time. When you can put it on the screen, they can make it. When you try to communicate it to them to enter into the computer to put it on the screen, disaster. So kiosks, yes, I'm willing to try the AI thing. Now I really want Taco Bell. I'm joined now by Jeff Fisher. He is the host of Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. Jeffy.
Hello, Stu.
How's it going, my man?
How are you?
Good, good.
It's good to see you.
Now, you heard Glenn talking about eating zoo animals earlier.
Well, I've got a couple things to discuss, and I know the world's on fire.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, we're
countries are bombing other countries and killing other leaders.
You've noticed this. Yeah. The presidential election is crazy. Candidates are almost being assassinated.
It's fine. It's over with. No one was assassinated. Well, we did lose one life.
We did, yeah.
It was very sad, actually.
Yeah, it is really, really
terrible.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. And it's an ongoing investigation, so they'll get to it.
Okay,
don't worry
they'll get
about
to
it.
All right, good. That's good to hear.
It's fine.
That's good to hear.
They're on it. They're on it. But speaking of, Glenn saying it's a bad thing in Venezuela that people are eating zoo animals. I mean, if times get tough, where are you going to eat? The zoo. Now, no one supports zoos more than me and chewing the fat. That's a fact. That's been proven around the country.
It has?
Yeah.
You're a pro-zoo podcast?
No one supports zoos more than me.
All right.
Or the show. Mm-hmm. But I will say that if you're going to eat animals, those zoo animals have been eating really well. They're pretty in pretty good shape. They're already in fences. They're getting eat.
See, this is the stuff you get on chewing the fat. You don't get on other shows.
We're eating the zoo animals.
So this is, are they like the prime time? They're like the supermodels of the of the meat eating community.
Yes.
Like you're just this is the top of the line.
We're going zoo first. And look, a belief of chewing the fat and really should be the world humans first. So if we're in trouble. The animals, I don't care about
I will
animals.
Say I agree with that. It doesn't seem like lately the American people generally agree with it.
Do
I don't know where they are on that question anymore.
They do not believe it.
It's a very strange country.
It sure is.
Are you at all worried about the sort of chaotic world we're in these days?
It'll all be fine.
It'll
all be fine.
Really?
Don't worry about it.
How do you know that?
Because it just will. It always has been. It just will.
Really? It always has been? Like, I feel like there's been moments of real strife in the world. Like, World War II, the Civil War. There's been assassinations. There's been killings. There's been disease.
I just did a story that there was a study from 2018. So, I'm sure the numbers fluctuated some since then.
Sure.
But if you have more than $4,280, you're richer than 50% of the world. It'll be fine. I'll worry about it.
Well, what about for the people that are in the other 50% of the world?
Bummer to be them, isn't it?
You have an interesting way of looking at it. I feel like with you, you've been through so many things. At this point, you're just like,
what are they going to do?
What are you going to do? But you do seem to get frustrated about things that I don't necessarily, they don't hit my radar.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm upset about is Mattel right now. Mattel
the
is
the toy company?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mattel, yes. The Barbie company, the company that makes Barbies.
Okay.
So they've come out with their latest two Barbies, all right? They have the blind Barbie, and they have the black Down syndrome Barbie, which is fine.
They have a blind Barbie and a black Down syndrome Barbie.
That's correct. That's their latest two dolls to the Fashionista line of Barbies. And they have, they have different handicap dolls and different accessories.
Sure. To appeal to maybe
kids. Last year, they came out with the white Down syndrome girl, so for sure this year we had to have the black Down syndrome.
Right, we can't
doll.
Leave out.
And no, I don't want to hear your little jokes. Oh, isn't that the Kamala Harris doll? No.
No, it is
not. Okay, don't even
think
make
anyone
it.
Anyone made that joke.
Yeah, well,
I think
for
that joke
sure you were walking
occurred
right down
in
that
your
road.
Head.
I could feel you getting ready to say it.
Okay.
That's not funny. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. Mm-hmm. Now, Mattel claims that their Fashionista line and their whole thing is, and I want to quote Mattel here. It's an inclusive range of dolls designed to reflect the world as kids see today.
Okay.
Where is the fat Barbie? I'd like to say that it doesn't represent me.
It's a good point.
It doesn't represent the kids I see walking around Walmart. I want to know where the fat Barbies are.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Where is the fat Barbie?
I want to know where the fat guy in the power wheelchair is. I want to know where that Barbie is.
Because, I mean, percentage-wise, certainly much higher of the overweight society than the Down syndrome society.
Yeah, thank you.
Why isn't there representation
That's
for you?
That's my point, Stu.
Yeah.
That's my point. And Mattel, what are you doing?
Well, what are you doing about this? Is there a protest set up? Is it an event we need to know about?
I'm getting ready to pick at Mattel, but I don't have the details yet.
Okay. Oh, you're going to pick it?
I don't have the details yet. Well, I have some people that are going to pick it. I'm not going
to. You're not. I was going to say, there's a lot of standing and walking.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Picketing.
Yeah.
That's
I'm all for you, but no.
It doesn't seem.
Maybe I'll just be in my wheelchair. I'll make a point.
There you go.
I like that.
It could be the whole protest could just be the little, those little rascal scooters.
I am,
you know, kind of just going around.
And yes.
I mean, there's something to that.
There is.
People would notice. Well, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Some of it. I'm really enjoying. You know, look, everybody got all bent out of shape with the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for it to get better. And finally, I guess it kind of did.
It did.
Until the end. It was, you know, never-ending torch run in Paris.
Right.
From, you know, the undergrounds to the... then they had the torch on the other side of the city, which is the hot air balloon torch. So it's fake fire. Did you know that? This is the first torch that's not real fire.
What do you mean it's fake fire?
It's not a real cauldron of fire.
What is it?
It's fake. It's like smoke and air and gas because they have to lift the balloon. Every night the balloon goes up so the whole city can see it. And then it comes back down. So it's not real fire. I was really kind of bummed about that.
I did not know that. Did you have a reaction to the people painted blue representing the Last Supper, genitals falling out of their pants?
What are we doing? It's art, right? They try to pass it off as art.
Yeah.
And it's always just bashing Christians.
It is.
It's always that. So it's okay, you got me. It's art. Good job. I mean, I enjoyed Gaga in the opening ceremonies. Celine Dion, you know, okay, she was great on the Eiffel Tower. The light show on the Eiffel Tower was awesome.
Okay.
But now we get to the games, you know, and we're going to lead the world in medals, as usual.
Damn
but
straight.
We're way behind in golds now.
Really?
Right now,
Behind China?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're like six or something in gold medals, but total medals, we're number one.
Now, I don't want this to apply to countries smaller than us because I don't want to think about that, but like, is a little, how many people do they have over there? They got like over 1.3 billion people in China. I mean, shouldn't they have more medals than us?
Well, no. No.
Right.
I mean, China lover, no.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's unfair to America with one, you know, fourth of the population that we're looking at a total medal count. Now, don't talk to me about like other countries that have 1/20th of our population and still also have to compete with us. That's fair, but it is unfair that we are getting screwed is my thought.
Then yes, yeah. I'm with you, absolutely.
And you're known as, you've described yourself as athletically overweight.
That's correct. I don't necessarily like your tone, but yes.
I just wanted to make sure that people understood you were an athlete. Are there any of these games that you like love? Are you into them? Like, my daughter loves the gymnastics.
I bet. They were great.
I mean, I'll get into the basketball toward the end, you know, just to see hopefully America wins.
They will.
A little bit of the 100 meter. I could watch 100 meter. I could get 10 seconds, 100 meter. I'm in. anything you like love?
Not really.
No.
Not anymore. You know, I've grown attached. I like the arrow, the bow and arrow shooting. That's pretty good because it doesn't take
archery. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, archery. That's what it's called. Did you see the bow and arrow people?
Yeah, the bow and arrow people.
Yeah, the bow and arrow people. They're out there. Yeah, did you see the archery girl though? Where I just saw the video earlier today where the bee lands on her finger just as she's getting ready to shoot the arrow. I mean, and that's
no way.
I don't know if she got a redo or if they just went sorry.
Wait, so take did care. It sting her or was
she pulls it back and the camera's on the bow on the. The archery set that she has in her hand.
Archery. No, that bow and arrow. Okay, go ahead. The archery set.
And the bee lands right on her finger. And she's like, she jerks. Now, I haven't seen the whole video.
Did she let go of it?
After. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the arrow flew into the crowd and killed somebody. I don't know what happened. I just know I saw the video of the bee landing on her finger. So, I mean, you got to think, if they don't do anything about that, you work all your life, you train, you go to the Olympics, God. And a bee screws you up. I would
engage in a beepocalypse after that. There would be a bee genocide.
Yeah, absolutely.
That I would be going into. It's happened to my daughter once. Stepped in a pile of fire ants down here in Texas.
Oof.
And she stood there and she was like really those. Young. She's like one or two at the time, maybe. It's just standing there. She couldn't communicate to us what was happening. She didn't know what was happening.
She just started crying.
Right. Like, she's just standing over there crying.
Stop crying.
We walk over to her, whole legs
stop crying.
Are just covered in. Ooh, she was like probably 20 feet away from us in a field right after church. And, you know, so we go over there. We're like just like throwing fire ants off of her. She's freaking out. Her legs were all bit up and red and swollen. It was terrible. And we finally got her calmed down, finally got her to bed. And I went back to that field and I killed every freaking ant that was anywhere within 1,000 yards of that pile. I went over to like Home Depot and loaded up with that instant kill powder and just coated the entire church parking lot with it.
That's when you need that's when you just burn it, man.
Burn it to the ground. Burn it to the ground. Well, I think you've learned something here, and just like you will on every episode, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can get this wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, you should already be subscribed. But if you're not, it's okay. Will you forgive people that have not subscribed so far if they subscribe today? Is that still okay?
If you subscribe today, I'll forgive you.
Wow. So that is an incredible offer from Jeff Fisher. Jeffy, thanks so much for coming on, man. I mentioned this a little earlier, but it's worth your time. We do a series called State of the Race, and we're going through a lot of the polling, the VP possibilities for Kamala, and everything going on behind the scenes. Don't miss it. If you go to the podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast, you can just subscribe. It's free. It comes right in the same feed as this show. So it's Stu Does America, wherever you get your podcast, the State of the Race podcast. We'll see you for more craziness tomorrow.